I want to welcome everybody back to our second podcast. My name is Suzanne, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about me and a little bit about what we're doing on our MySpace page and what we're doing on our ntprt.org page. All right, here we go. My name is Suzanne, and I am a teacher, and I really enjoy being a part of this team. We are all friends, and I think that helps us work together when we're in situations of investigation. We work together very well. We communicate really well. And when you're doing some of these investigations, communication is part of the key. You have to know where to place the cameras, what each team member is going to be doing. We all have a lot of different talents and strengths, and I really think that brings a lot of cohesion to our team. All right, now, moving on to our regular page, our ntprt.org page. Mark works really hard on this page, and he is an awesome computer person. Well, so are Brad and Chris, too. But on this page, the one thing that I really want to point out is we have our MySpace groups located in the center. You can click on it and get directly there. I encourage everybody to go join our MySpace friends and be on our list. And then we also have a MySpace group. On our MySpace groups, I post questions, and other members are going to be posting questions as well. One of the questions that I posted for this month, this time, is going to be, what is your first ghost experience? So I want people to tell us, what has been your first experience that you can ever really remember? Mark shared some of his, and I would like for everybody to share some of theirs. I really can't remember my first ghost experience. My first one probably was a scary one that I can remember. I was in about fifth grade, and something decided to kneel by my bed, by my head, and I opened my eyes, and it wasn't very pleasant looking. It was more like a little demon looking critter. And he was just looking and had a big old grin on his face, and I got very scared and I called for my mother. I heard this little creature scurry away, and when my mother got to my room, of course, he was gone. And that's been the only time that I've encountered that critter, and I hope not to encounter him again. But that was my first, I guess you can say, remembering. I can always remember seeing things and hearing things, stuff like that, but this was my first really scary thing. Everything else that has happened hasn't really been all that scary. I mean, walking into the kitchen and seeing a bunch of cabinets opened up, that's normal in our household. But it's kind of freaky whenever the cabinets on top of the refrigerator are opened up and the cereal boxes are still in front. And they should have been knocked down whenever the cabinet doors were opened. The cereal boxes definitely should have been knocked down, but they were not. My children have gotten very used to seeing things like that, so we've always had ghosts in our lives. Okay, enough of my ramblings going on. Back to our page. We also have on our page, we have a place where you can meet the crew. You can come see a little bit about us, and we are going to have a video promo coming pretty soon for that, so we're pretty excited about that. Our podcast is another part of our page. You can hit the podcast, and it links you directly to the podcast page. But if you're listening to this, then you have already found that, so kudos for you. The next thing that I want to discuss is we would like to have a feature where you can submit your photos. Any photos, any pictures that you might have that you think are interesting or that you can't explain, submit them to us. We'd like to review them and like to look at them. And I encourage everybody to go to our MySpace groups. You can post any topics that you would like to. Also, it works like a regular groups. I'd like to hear what everybody has to say out there. So this is going to conclude our second podcast. Hopefully, we'll be having some more coming for you where I will be interviewing some of the other crew members. And the questions that I asked Mark, I get out of asking those questions to myself because I'm interviewing myself. So I will just say that I like roller coasters rather than the merry-go-round, and I like the beach, but I also like the mountains too. Zoo animals? I'll pass on that one too, I think. So with that in mind, have a great week, and please come back to see our next podcast. Enjoy.